Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You've never bitten out of a block of cheese?
No.
Have you ever been single?
Yeah.
If you live alone now, just do that tonight. Yeah. See how it feels.
No, no,
it's really
knows.
Great. Do you wonder why I was single till I was 45? Welcome to the We Can't Start Our Diet Until the Christmas Chucks Have Gone episode of The Secret World of Slimming Clubs. If you choose your gym because it's next to KFC, this is the podcast you need. I am Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
I feel like this is quite aimed at me this week.
Well, I mean, if the cap fits, darling. I'm not one to throw shade.
I'm
it's just
there.
Very generic. It's a generic start. No fingers have been pointed. Mm. Give me 5 minutes.
Look, I'm getting there. All okay. Right? I'm getting there. Hello.
Producer Paul is also here, or Smugface, as we like to call him. He's with us as well.
Thank you. Got a date with the final slice of Christmas cake this evening.
Have an exciting time.
Lovely.
Oh, okay. Well, the thrill of that is he's obviously not been on it fully.
Mm, yes, good.
So let's wait and hear how
but
Paul
is a man.
He is a man. Let's get our first update of the episode.
I'm still making my way through the Christmas snacks, but I have been a lot more organised and planning ahead for the next couple of weeks food-wise. I've kind of gone back to basics. I think planning is key to succeeding on a healthy living plan. And it kind of got me on the subject of targets. And obviously it's target year. That is definitely happening this year. But I still don't know what I want my main target to be. So I thought I am going to set myself mini targets, but without the pressure. So the first thing I've got on my list is I got some pyjamas for Christmas and they don't fit me. They are too tight. So my first mini target is to get into those pyjamas comfortably. And then afterwards, I will decide a next one and a next one. And I think that is going to be my key for this year and succeeding, is lots of mini targets to make a big target right at the end. So very, very nearly through the Christmas snacks. I'm hoping by next Monday, I will be 100% back on it, because at the moment, I think I'm still about 50-50.
Oh, God.
I know.
At this stage, still 50-50.
And remind me, when we get to Christmas this year, just somebody please say, Victoria, you don't need as many snacks as you think
you'll
you do.
You'll be allowed to. You'll be at Target.
Oh,
it's all
gosh.
Good.
Yes, finally getting through. I think I've got...
What's left?
A couple of roses left. So mm-hmm. Strawberry ones, which are my favourites. There's a half eaten, and I probably will throw this away, you know, like the little beige platters that you get, but it's like the, I can't think of the word, like the crackers, and then mm-hmm. the little pretzels. And,
oh,
know,
yeah,
all those
yeah, yeah,
little,
yeah.
You know, the mixy things.
Yep.
Yeah, that's probably stale now, actually. So I probably will throw that away.
Throw those.
So one Christmas cake left again.
One Christmas cake? Or one Christmas cake?
What do you mean?
Well, one little Christmas cake or a big Christmas cake?
A medium-sized Christmas cake.
Okay, that you need to slice?
Sure, but I mean, I'm not a massive fan
so
of it.
So not just a muffin?
No, not a muffin.
No.
The actual, like, the fruity ones.
Yo, nice.
Yeah.
That's my absolute favourite.
Beautiful.
My wife makes, it is Christmas cake, but she makes what she calls snowballs, so it's just all packed together, so they're just round things.
Oh.
And
nice.
She makes me like dozens of these over
That's
Christmas.
That's a really good idea. I never thought to do that.
They're amazing. And so I've got my last one tonight, but she dropped the bombshell last night.
Sorry, is this about you?
No, this is relevant to you, that Christmas cake is one of the most calorific cakes.
Is it
really? It's got fruit in it. How is that right?
Yeah, but yeah, the but fruit that's in it is not—it's not your speed fruit on Slimming World.
It's like left for a long time. It's to marinate in its own juices.
And yeah, apparently it's the sugar in there.
Yeah.
So that's really annoying.
Yeah, I mean, it's in there because it's like it's desperate times. You know, when you want something sweet, but you're not quite desperate enough to have a Christmas cake. Because I've had other things before that. So yeah, we'll see. But
do you want to finish eating that full cake before you?
It's got to get out of the house.
Okay, fine.
But in my weekly shops, I haven't been topping the snacks back up.
Good.
So that's good for me.
That is good.
I do like a treat.
That's a non-scale victory,
and
darling.
I've been
it's an NSV.
Yogurts for pudding as well, which is good. That's really good for me because I do like a chocolate.
Full fat?
They're the split pots, the Aldi split pots. So they're like the Müller, banana flakes. But they're only about 250 calories, so they're not actually that bad.
For a fucking yogurt?
That's not that bad, I don't think.
Are you joking me?
And banana flakes, that's dried fruit, like we've just said, in a Christmas cake.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I mean, I can just eat an entire Christmas cake if you'd rather, Joe.
Well, maybe it'd be better for you.
Well, we'll find out. So have you weighed yourself?
I have weighed myself, so... But other things to point out this week.
Okay.
No. All good things. I've been moving more. I've been walking more. And I feel happier that I'm making small changes. So when I stepped on the scales, I wasn't disappointed with what I saw.
Okay, good.
And that was a maintain.
Okay, fine.
But I'm absolutely fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm really not annoyed about it. Would like to also point out, it is Star Week, feeling quite bloated. Got to get that in there.
So really, you've lost 3 pounds.
Really, I have. So next week, we will see it.
Yes, you will, darling.
100%.
Will. Yes.
So yeah, I've got nothing really to kind of moan about. I'm just happy. I want to get in my pyjamas, but I'm not putting
there is nothing worse pressure on myself than for that. Tight pajamas. Pajamas, you've got to size up.
You have.
You just got to let it all flow in there.
Double size up.
Fine.
Sometimes.
Fine.
You've got to be free.
100%. Everything has got to swing.
They really do. They really do need to swing. You're right. But they're Marks and Sparks ones.
Oh,
so they're
nice
lovely,
ones,
nice ones. Okay. So yeah, I need to get into them. But again, doesn't matter.
No
pressure on myself to get into them because I will get into them.
Yeah. So I think slow and steady wins the race this year.
Yeah, I 100%. And it's very much like, as we've spoken about before, and again, pushing a little bit more because it is true, non-scale victories.
Yes.
It's all about that. So it's little things add up to big things.
And it all counts.
Yeah, 100%. So I feel good.
It all counts.
I feel good.
Okay, good. Well done on a maintain.
Thank you.
You have not put on weight this year.
Yes!
So, come on, guys. Let's claim it. It feels already like there's been a lot of excuses on this podcast. Paul's already spoken about Christmas cake, so let's find out what he's done a bit later on. And here is a belter. Now, this has come in anonymously.
Okay, always good.
Says the following, I have set up a WhatsApp slimming group for a few members of my family. On the first weigh-in, only myself and two others managed it.
Okay.
The excuses are hilarious already. Now, bear in mind, we're week one, guys, of a brand new year. Examples of excuses include, I forgot to weigh in, so I'll have to wait till next week.
Yes. Yes.
Sure.
And I was going to weigh in on the Nintendo Wii board, but it has broken.
Is that even a thing?
It is a thing. Well, on the Wii Fit.
The Wii Fit, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow, didn't know they were still around.
And also, I weighed in on Tuesday, so it's not worth me turning up yet. So, excuses already for a brand new little family group.
Great.
Where barely anyone is turning up in week one, which should be the most attended group, even of a family.
Yes, that's true.
Of the year. Keep us posted, anonymous.
Yes.
Keep them coming in. You could be featured on a future episode. And we've got more than just this episode as well. You can treat yourself to extra portions. Another episode if you sign up to our Patreon page. Brand new for 2024. If you join Patreon in January, anytime in January, you get yourself a free 2024 is my year sticker.
Fab, love
which
them.
Is already helping people lose weight.
We are getting sent a lot of pictures with them on the books.
And
for me personally, the best ones are when you can see the Yacht Club in there as well.
AKA Slimming World.
Yeah, on the front of it. Yeah, that's it. Agreed. Go in. I love it.
Going balls deep with one of our stickers and not theirs. We love it. All Patreon members have got access to over 170 bonus episodes, weight loss stickers, weight loss certificates, a special gain certificate as well to prove you've had a good holiday or an off-plan event. Yep. We'll be dishing those out throughout the year as well. And if your message gets read out on any episode and you're a Patreon member, you choose which sticker you get from our full sticker range. On top of all this, you get a chance of winning £100.
Yeah.
Every single month. This month was won by Susie Skeen, who found out she'd won after a 12-hour shift being a nurse.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's nice.
Beautiful.
Oh, good.
So she was dead chuffed. She will be spending it on food. If you want to join this month for the free 2024 is my year sticker, it's just £4 a month. Enjoy. Just search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Now, before we move on to our next update, tons of messages again about your first week of a brand new year. Here we go.
So Amanda says, I am currently in Tenerife and I'm feeling stuffed from a 3-course lunch buffet, but I will definitely manage the curry I booked for tonight.
Nice.
Aperols are served in pint glasses.
Jesus
here.
Jesus Christ. Whoa.
My delayed dry January will start on the 9th.
So Amanda's start of the year involves pints of Aperol.
That's you, the way, well, not you, but you would love that.
Yes, yeah. I would be more than happy. Yeah. Jane Fontaine says, I feel like I've nailed dieting every single day till about 2 p.m. And then I have a massive fuck it moment, which I think maybe many people nodding now.
I think so.
Okay.
Isn't it like those memes that you say that, like, oh, I've eaten a salad, why am I not a size 6 by
yes.
now?
Yes.
A hard relate.
And we all know why we're not, and it's fine.
Jackie Winter says, I tried to book onto my usual Saturday morning body pump exercise class and it's full.
Oh, no.
How dare these new people join my gym and sabotage my 2024 fitness plans. But tonight was the first weigh-in of 2024. Our consultant promised to get everyone to target if they did the following.
Okay, go.
So the first one, follow the Slimming World plan and measure your healthy extra A's and B's.
Fine, easy to do.
Number two, come to group each week and stay for the talk.
Yes.
And number three, now Joe, I feel like this might be aimed at you.
Go on.
Try not to take it too personally. Number three, do not go to the chippy after weighing.
Right, I mean, that's fucking rude. That listen, that has happened, but I've got to say to you, that did happen on weeks and the following week I still lost weight.
Yeah, but I think that was a fluke.
Maybe it was.
I'm sure you were moving around that time.
We probably were. Stop bringing that up. Samantha Marriott says, this lunchtime, I cracked a tooth while eating a bag of Percy Pigs.
Oh, no.
Plus, I've just received a new food and wellness planner, which I ordered just before the new year to get me back on track. Is this a sign? It is a sign. You can't eat very much now because of the Percy Pig incident. You've got a new notebook and a new planner. You know what this is a sign of?
I don't
2024.
Know, 2024 is our year.
Is our year.
How do you crack a tooth on a Percy Pig?
I don't want to say for legal reasons, just in case.
No, hold on. It's a soft sweet. The only way you're cracking a tooth on a Percy Pig is by cracking it on another tooth. So you are crunching down so hard because you are so excited for a Percy Pig. You've probably got three in your gob at the same time here.
Percy Pigs are
nice. Wondered though if it was an out of date one and it just got too hard. I mean, I don't know for sure.
No, I can see how you'd pull a filling out, but
yeah, sure.
You wouldn't crack a tooth,
okay,
surely.
Well, Samantha, can you let us know? We want the full details.
Draw us a diagram, please. I'd like to see how it works. Which tooth? Is it an incisor? Is it a molar?
Sure. And if Percy Pig specifically is listening, we love you.
No, we do, really.
Yeah.
We do. Yeah. Great. There's no complaints here, let me tell you.
Emma Charlotte says, has anyone else not got back on track
come on,
yet?
It's the first week, guys.
I am aiming for Saturday. So I'm getting a Domino's today and then having a party buffet tomorrow. Party buffet. Is that for one? Party
just
buffet?
Just for her.
Yeah. I'm ignoring all of the fruit that came in the delivery yesterday.
Well, listen, I would say this is a good thing because at least she's ordered fruit.
Yeah, but
At least the effort.
Yeah, but if you don't eat it, it's a waste of money.
Well, that is true, Emma. Again, we half a story. We need more. Kate Johnston says, I think there should be an award for the biggest gain in December.
Okay.
Ready for this? I put 19 and a half pounds on.
Shit.
Whoa.
In December. That's great. Alone.
That's so good. I think
that's a good
if
December.
This is the Kate, I think it is.
Okay.
She, I think she has her own baking business, or she bakes and things. And
nice.
I think she'd forgotten to make an order. And so she was panic baking whilst sinking a bottle of Baileys at the time.
Oh, wow.
Because she sent me a picture of it.
Okay, great.
And yeah, it was a great conversation we had.
Yes.
So that doesn't surprise me if it's the okay. Kate that I think it is.
I agree. I think there should be an award for that. Should we give? Game. Should we give it 7 days to see if anyone can beat Kate? And then we'll...
Sure.
We'll give out
an award.
Again,
yeah. We'll give them
if anybody
award.
Can beat that, I mean, they deserve more than that. But, you know.
If anybody can beat that, we need proof. 19 and a half pounds on in December.
Yeah. Are so we giving need... them the full month of December?
The full month of December, because I think that's what Kate's done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, whatever you put on in the full month of December.
If it's more than 19 and a half.
Yeah. And I don't know why you're both looking at me. I did not do that. I did not do
Actually,
that.
Actually, mine was closest, because I'm sure I gained at least a stone. So.
And just remember, if you didn't quite get to £19.5, we are still proud of you, though.
Yeah, we
you've
are.
Done, you've
we
done
are.
Well.
Yeah, we
and,
are.
And there's always this year.
But just try harder.
So you'll be fine. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shaming Again sticker. If you're a Patreon member, remember, you choose which sticker you want. Just get in touch with your name and address. You can contact us on any of our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod, plus the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group is on Facebook as well, where there's tons of chat between you lovely listeners and us as well.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, update number two, and it's me.
Let me update you of how week one has gone. Not perfect, but there are some good things that have happened. For example, I weighed my cheese. Instead of just guessing what cheese I was allowed on the Slimming World plan. Also, here's another good sign. When I was making Matt, not me, a mince pie with double cream,
ooh,
I dropped a dollop of the cream on the worktop surface. Now, old me would have just licked it up with my finger and had it.
Mm-mm.
New me wiped it up with a cloth. Now, when I say I've not been perfect... today I've had some churros.
Oh!
However, still hopeful for a bit of a weight loss this week. Talking of weighing, that is on a Monday, and I'm at the theatre on Monday night. So my first official weigh-in of 2024 will be at a different group. What am I supposed to do? But new me, I am not doing this. Leave Slimming World group and go for a takeaway until I get to Target. So, April, May time?
Oh, Jesus.
Really big prediction
that's
there.
That's not going to... Oh, no, that's not going to happen. You're going to crack before that. You're going to have a takeaway post-weigh-in way before
you think
get
I will?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll be honest. I'll definitely be honest about it. But right now, thoughts with my boyfriend, because he's the one missing out here.
Oh, yeah, that's tough for him.
Yeah.
So is your go-to a chippy after weigh-in?
It's mainly been a chippy, yeah, or...
Chinese,
yeah.
Yeah.
Chippy nice. One, Chinese two.
Beautiful.
And because by the time I get home, I can't be asked to do anything.
Yeah. Mm.
And so it's just easy. But this year, I will be asked. Oh, exciting.
Of course you
That's
will,
great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be, I'm not doing a takeaway. Because we discussed this before, haven't we, that somebody... was close to Target in my group and they couldn't work out why they couldn't get over the line. And it turned out that the amount of food they had after weighing that they never counted was about 40 sins,
oh, wow.
Slimming World sins. So you're already 3 or 4 days behind on your diet because of that one evening.
But we do say it. Calories, sins, points, whatever, don't count on weigh day.
Yeah, I know, we say that. But not this year, darling. Oh. It all counts okay. now.
Right.
It's New Year,
so,
isn't it?
Weighing cheese, then. It's depressing, isn't it, when you weigh cheese?
Yeah, weighing cheese because you're allowed 30 grams.
Which is fuck all.
It looks nicer when it's grated, I've got to tell you.
If you do the small side on the grater as well, it makes it look like you've got more.
Oh, you look like you've got a mountain.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a mountain
yeah,
of cheese.
Yeah, you have. And it really tricks your brain yeah. into thinking you're getting more and you're really not.
So I suggest grating it from the big block. And then and weigh in the grated.
Do you buy as you grate?
Of course, I would never do that.
Okay.
I don't know why that's been brought up. May have done that before. Right into the block. That was the thing I miss the most about now living with a man.
Mm.
Is it feels rude to just bite into a block of cheese.
You could just break a bit off. I mean, I've done that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bite into a block of cheese.
Yeah, when you're single.
Some kind of animal.
When you're single, you can do that.
You know,
no one moans.
You're grating it and you're like... And then you carry on doing it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I've never done that.
You've never bitten out of a block of cheese.
No.
Have you ever been single?
Yeah.
Sure. Really, if you're single
God,
now, if you live alone now, just do that tonight. Yeah. See how it feels.
No, no
it's
one
really
knows.
Great.
No one judges
Drink
you.
Out of a bottle of milk.
Oh, yes.
What great days.
No, I'm fine with drinking out a bottle.
Thank
that's
you.
That's
what?
Fine. Everyone's
Anything
done
different?
That.
Yeah.
Biting. Are you talking like cheddar?
Yeah. Cathedral City.
Yeah. No,
shout
oh,
out
lovely,
to you.
Strong.
Extra
beautiful.
Mature.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
A nice little nibble. Is
you
great?
Animals. That's not acceptable behaviour.
Were you
behavior.
Jealous?
Do you wonder why I was single till I was 45?
But when it comes to grating cheese, I don't like the idea of measuring it because, like, jacket potato with cheese is up there, is probably my number one food.
That was our dinner last night.
Absolutely. Yeah. My dinner as well. But I like to grate cheese until I cannot see the potato anymore.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cheese, though, grated that you can have on the Slimming World plan. When it's grated, it does look like a lot. It's just when you cut it, it's very small.
But I like a double layer of cheese. So I do my butter on a potato, a layer of cheese, a layer of beans, finish off with another layer of cheese.
Nice.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
And I'm very into the sausages with the beans with sausages at the moment.
Yeah, right.
You know, in the tin, like you had when you were 5.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah I'm very into that on a jacket potato as well at the moment. Oh, great. Honestly, I had a great time last
night. That
week.
Is a feast.
Really great.
It really is. With a pint of squash. Beautiful. Oh. Beautiful.
And also, you know what?
Eat like a child.
Shout out to Victoria because she
Thank
is one
you.
Of few people who are currently in January putting butter on her jacket potato. Because this is the month where we go, no, hold the butter,
the
please.
The Norpak, by hold, the way.
Yeah,
the Norpak,
yeah lovely,
yeah,
darling, lovely.
If you go jacket potato, cheese, beans, cheese, would you call that a jacket potato lasagna?
Oh! Send photos if
you
you're
know
doing
what?
It that way.
Throw a bit of mince on there and you've basically got a lasagna.
You
right
really
here.
Have.
Oh, potato top lasagna. Oh,
God.
You something there.
God.
Oh, God. You can have that for breakfast.
Anyway, get the charts out, guys, because I have been to Slimming World.
Not your official group, though.
Not official,
so can
no.
Can it count?
You decide.
Mm.
It was on a normal flooring, not a carpeted floor. So
okay, yeah.
Really well done to that Slimming World. They were queuing out of the Slimming World and round the corner. Like, it was a big...
I love that.
First week in
I
January.
Love it. Everyone's
big.
On it.
And I lost 1.5 pounds.
Great, well
nice.
Done.
Yeah, the leader, quite liked this group because she was thrilled for me. And I was worried that, because I don't lose big numbers, but many people do first week in January, and I never really do. So, yeah, I was happy that she was happy. We were all happy. Everyone
great,
was happy.
Good start then, Jo.
Yeah, thank you. Good. So I've lost 1.5 pounds. I have not put weight on in 2024.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's see what the results are next week with
fine.
Your normal scales.
Sure.
And we'll see.
Yeah, and this was on a morning.
Okay.
Where I normally get weighed on an afternoon.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, like, if you get weighed first thing on a morning, then you are a lot lighter. But I'd been at work and had 40 cups of tea and 2 Weetabix before weighing. So I was hampered by that.
It should have been
say.
2.5.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Anyway, that is that. There's only Paul to go. Let's find out.
It is
exciting. He is a man. They can fluke it. We know that.
Not fluke.
Wait and see. Listen, this year, we've said it before on this episode, and we will continue to because we're keen on this. We want to celebrate your NSVs, your non-scale victories, because we have got to love ourselves along the way.
Yep.
We've got to do this year. We've got to not focus necessarily just on the scales. Any NSV you have done, then we need to know. This anonymous message came in on our socials, and it says it all.
So, after listening to last week's podcast about non-scale victories, I wanted to let you know about mine. I am delighted... Oh, God, I've just read ahead. Okay. Right. I am delighted that I can now trim my bush without having to lift and hold my stomach out of the way. You'll be pleased to hear that I did decide against sending you photos.
Well, thank you for that. What an NSV to start the year off.
Oh, blimey.
No, but I know...
It's important. It's, yeah.
But Paul, these are the things you notice before you see the scales.
Okay, yeah.
It's like when you can paint your toenails without getting out of breath, leaning over.
Put your shoes on without a shoehorn. These are the things, guys. These are the things.
They're fine. They're more tasteful.
Okay, fine.
Than what we've just witnessed.
It's celebrating all of those little wins.
Yes.
Okay, don't be afraid to tell them to us. We will celebrate them. It's fine.
We will.
No, do be afraid to tell us about those ones.
All right? Look, it's all about non-scale victories, no matter how they come.
It really is.
Whatever shape.
And well done, Anonymous.
Yeah, Anonymous.
I thought you'd hit rock bottom in this episode with the beans and sausages that only children should eat. And then we went in a whole other league there.
We've gone another. Oh, we have gone another level. It's fine. Well done, you. Please let us know your non-scale victories, whatever they may be. And the ones that will... offend producer Paul.
Oh, the best
we'll
ones.
Make it on before the others. Yeah. Let me tell you that for nothing. Listen, before our final messages, let's find out how man on the podcast has done. Producer Paul.
Hi.
How has your week been?
Not too bad. I've been very busy. Been working at different places around the country. So I've been driving a lot. So I have actually skipped lunch on a couple of days.
Have you been, though, filling up with petrol? Because I find at petrol stations, they are... the most tempting of tempting.
Yeah, actually, it's funny you should say that. So I'm a celiac, so I'm already a problem.
You are a problem.
This is relevant information. So I can't
get on a sticker.
Sandwich or anything like that. That's out of the window. So I was thinking, I'm trying not to eat crisps because like that is my big downfall. Kettle chips are banned from my house.
Oh, okay.
So I have bought a pack of KP dry roasted resealable bag.
Were they resealed, though?
Yeah, they were resealed. There's still some left. That's 2 long journeys from Liverpool. They've survived and still got more in them. So there's that. I'm still eating, as I mentioned, the snowballs, which are Christmas cakes. Every day I'm having one of those.
Just one?
So just one. That's they are substantial, though. It's like cricket ball sized.
Shit.
Oh!
Yeah.
Chunky. Love
I
it.
Think I've worked with you for years, Paul, and I think every year I say to you, oh, get your wife to do me one.
There's no spare.
What? There's one left?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
No, that's not happening.
He's already planned that for tonight. You can tell he's not stopped thinking about
he's
it already.
Looking forward to
he is ready.
It's happening.
To have that.
I am. So I'm not officially doing dry January, but I haven't drank in January
do you know
yet.
What? Me too. And I'm actually quite disappointed in myself, but I'm unintentionally doing this. Yeah, but I am.
I don't think, imagine I have either.
Yeah, boring, isn't it? Although I can't. I've been having an evening cup of tea. I mean, what the f***?
I mean, I don't really drink at home anyway, apart from Christmas and birthdays.
Yes, I've not been drinking much over Christmas anyway. I don't know if I've mentioned this to you before, Victoria. I'm a celiac, so I'm gluten-free.
Can we get to the point?
I'm going to cut out, but not only, I can't really eat bread, but there's gluten-free bread. I'm going to cut out gluten-free bread as well.
Why?
Because I had a couple of occasions.
I think he's bloated this week.
I feel like it's putting my stomach off. It's like not okay when I've had scrambled eggs on gluten-free toast at the weekend.
Love a scrambled egg.
So what are you going to have then instead?
Well, I just have porridge, but I like that as like a late breakfast, early lunch, like on a Sunday before I go for a walk.
You know when you listen on Spotify and you can fast forward 15 seconds at a time?
Oh, we should have done a warning.
I feel like people are doing this.
What are you talking about? This is relevant info.
Okay, well, come on then.
Okay, so you're a big bloated mess. We've all been there.
Yep.
I'm there right now.
You've still got cake that you're eating.
Yep.
What have you done on the scales?
I've lost 3 pounds.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
Yep. Yeah. So I actually weighed myself on Friday and I'd lost 4 pounds. So I've put a pound on since then.
Right, let's focus on
that bit. What's your official weigh day?
Tuesday. Every Tuesday morning.
Right.
I try and do it. So, yeah, so after the really disturbing news of, what did I put on, eight pounds mm-hmm. over Christmas, mm-hmm. I've now knocked 3 of those off.
God.
Yeah.
And that's really without trying.
It does sound a little bit trying.
What, just to give up one bit of bread? He's eating cake.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
I am eating cake, but that will be gone. So next week, I'll be cake-free.
What about your marshmallows? Are we still toasting them?
Oh, yeah, I'm still having toasted marshmallows. That's a staple, though.
That's an addiction now.
Yeah, yeah, I love it.
They're not too bad for you, though, marshmallows. Yeah.
No, well, I've learnt that from you guys. But although the bombshell about Christmas cake being bad is a real problem.
Oh, fuck.
I've got nothing to say.
He's lost twice as much as me, and you've heard how I try.
I've not even lost anything, and I'm happy with that. And he's just come in and lost 3.
If you're short of things to say, can I suggest Well Done Paul would be a good one?
Yeah, good for you. Obviously, that's one thing to say.
I'll let Joe take it.
You do always lose double a woman. That's science. We've proved that many times.
Well, I have just proved it because I've lost double what you've lost.
Yeah, and you've not tried.
Well, I've tried a bit.
Have you actually tried a bit?
I've skipped lunch on 2 days. Yeah, Did you not hear that? Are your headphones working?
Yeah.
Skip meals.
But you didn't try. That was just life got in the way.
You were driving.
And then you had a load of nuts on the way.
And because of your stupid disease... It's only stupid for you, not anybody else listening.
Thank you.
You couldn't get anything, even if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's true. I could have got Mars bar or something, and I didn't do that. I got dry roasted nuts.
Probably really not.
But I also didn't have a Mars bar this week.
Neither did I, but now I really do want one.
Yeah, you didn't have a Mars bar. You lost 3 pounds. I also didn't have a Mars bar. I lost 1.5.
Hey, and I tell you what, I've had fish and chips as well.
Oh, God.
I have fish and chips every Friday night.
Oh,
yeah,
you do?
Yeah. Oh, that's a standard. That's not even special that I do that.
Oh. And he's lost twice. So listen, any messages to Paul, happy to read. You know where we are on socials. If anybody's just got a bit angrier than they thought they'd be listening to this episode, then really keep that thought process in mind when you're messaging us.
He's going to get to Target before the month is out.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, well done, Paul.
That's really boring for the podcast.
Thanks so much, guys.
We've said it. Let's hear from some of you who have got 2024 nailed, or have you? Let's find out.
So Claire Tomlinson says, as 2024 is my year, I've joined Patreon and have been listening to your Extra Portions episodes. I'm turning 40 in June and I have a holiday to Cyprus booked. After celebrating 6 of my friends' 40th birthdays last year, I've gained a stone and a half.
Oh, love.
The downfall of staying friends with people from school is you all have big birthdays to celebrate in the same year.
Oh, yeah.
I have 3 40th birthdays left this year, including mine. I want to wear the hand-me-down 40 and hot buy me a shot / with pride.
Yes.
I've already lost £5 of the gain since Monday, so here we go, 2024, we can do it.
Yeah, we can.
Love that.
What a sash. We want a photo of you in that sash.
We do.
On
doing it. Yeah, oh my doing God. A shot. Absolutely.
Great, great. Fiona Simpson says 2024 is definitely, probably, going to be my year. I'm on the sixth successful day of calorie counting. I started the year on a bit of a downer because my weight had just tipped into the next stone bracket after being in denial of each little pound gained over the end of the year. I had a sneaky step on the scales this morning and I'm 4 pounds down, guys.
Great.
And back to my 2023 stone bracket, which is exactly the motivation I needed to help me keep up the momentum. And I've taken Joe's advice and I've ordered some festive clothing, three sizes smaller than I am now.
Wow.
The chocolate can fuck off till February. And darling, that's all it's going to take. That's all it's going to take. You've got that, the Christmas jumpers, three sizes you're going to lose by December.
Wow.
How exciting.
That is exciting.
That is exciting. And please don't bill me if it doesn't happen the way you thought it will. Make it happen. Make it happen.
Zare says, the diet starts today. I weighed myself in 10 different places around the house.
Oh, God, okay.
All readings were different, with a difference of 7 kg.
Home 7 kilos?
Yeah, it's a big difference, isn't it?
Oh, my God. That's carpet for you guys.
Wonky house.
That's carpet and a wonky house.
That's over a stone, isn't it?
7 kilos. What's kilo? Pounds-wise?
One stone, 1.5 pounds.
That's the difference.
No. Yep. That can't be right. You've got to change your batteries. That's a battery, that is.
That's a shag pile.
That's a shag pile and a battery.
Oh, my God.
That really is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but imagine the luxurious shag pile she must have in the house.
Really must have.
Beautiful.
Some,
I mean, even the fact that she's caught 10 different places. Do you think Zare's a millionaire?
I think so.
This sounds like a mansion, doesn't it?
I mean, I don't think... I'm trying to think of 10 different places in my house and I really haven't got... I've probably got like three.
So, there's 10 different floors.
She was weighing in the staff quarters, all sorts.
Oh, I've just realised we've got a basement in our house. That's literally as ground as you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah, it really nice. Is.
I might start weighing down there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It does freak me out a little
Unless
bit.
Unless it's not the result you want.
And then we're back up in the
back
bathroom.
Upstairs, yeah. Back upstairs.
And then she finishes off by saying home scales don't count.
And they don't count, guys. And get that on a sticker.
They do
Little
count.
Sticker suggestion there for you, Paul.
Thanks.
Nope. Okay, you've got yourselves an exclusive No Shame In Again sticker. Right, before we crown our Slimmer of the Week award, a message which came in over Christmas from Bev, who says this. And this is absolute... I've seen this message. It's absolute bloody shade.
Did you put this in?
Come on, read it out, because I'm going for it.
So Bev says, I think the award for Best Eater goes to Joe.
Thank you.
Because I've seen her stories and she's not eaten veg and been out every single night since November.
The shade of Bev to watch my stories from November onwards to look out for a piece of a vegetable is...
It, truth
Bev,
hurts, Joe.
It does hurt.
The
and
truth
it
hurts.
Did hurt me because I can't think of a time I didn't have veg. I must have had a roast dinner at some stage.
Well, your Christmas dinner would have been roast.
Do you think Bev's been screenshotting it as well? Going, oh, there she goes again.
With her mince pie and double cream.
Yes! Ooh. With no vegetable. Oh, still no sign of one. That's what she'll have been saying about me.
Yeah.
Bev, I will do better this year. Slimmer of the Week. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Thank you.
Who was it? Oh, you got it last... Did you get it last week, Joe?
Well, it was Eater of the Week.
Well, we didn't do it.
Oh, it
was Christmas Eater of the Week, which I did get.
Oh, yeah.
So... Oh. Do you want to say it, Victoria?
No, I don't.
Why
really.
Don't,
I don't.
You say
well,
it.
Well, it's well deserved. I've got £3.
Yeah, but it's well not well deserved.
You had a chippy dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And you're a man and science dictates.
Yeah, but if you think I'm consistent, so I have a chippy dinner every Friday night. So that's good. That's consistent. It's like my body's got used
you know,
to it.
Do you know what, Joe? Maybe he should have it only because he's going to get to Target soon. And then it'll just be between us battling it out.
Well, then we'll be, just have the excitement of him going back out of Target.
Oh, no, that's
which
true.
Which is always great. Okay, well done, Paul.
Yeah.
You are our Slimmer of the Week.
Thank you.
We'll be back on Monday for Patreon members. And then, of course, we've got episodes on here on Tuesday and Thursday on this feed. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.